I refused to give up, regardless of their anger. After several weeks, Paul and Claudia began reciprocating my efforts to communicate. Our visits were short and sweet. We avoided any discussion of our family division. I didn't know if the tension had really subsided, or if it was just lying dormant, waiting to erupt. Then Claudia called one day and asked if she could come visit me. After she arrived, we talked about the weather, the granddaughter's school, and what was for dinner, purposely avoiding any controversial subject. Later, I nervously mentioned that writing in my journal had helped me overcome so many painful hurdles. Surprised that I would actually document the horrible crime, Claudia asked to read my journal. I was just as surprised at her request, but allowed her to delve into my most personal notes. My stomach was in knots as she sat quietly, soaking in every word. I didn't interrupt when I peeked in on her because I was afraid she would be angry with me. However, I was shocked to see tears rolling down her cheeks as she read. When she finally finished reading, she came into the kitchen where I was trying to keep busy. She walked straight to me, hugged me, buried her face on my shoulder, and wept. Claudia said she was awed by my perception of her pain. She realized our suffering was similar, but we had been unable to communicate. She apologized for her part in the family's division. I was shocked at her response to my journal notes. We expressed our love for each other and wept together over all that had happened. We discovered that without love in our family, we were all miserable. Claudia insisted that Paul read the journal. Before long, every family member had read about my broken heart from the pages of that journal. Who could have imagined that this release from pain would open the door of restoration in my family? My family was reunited, except for Daniel. Now, Paul, Claudia, and the granddaughters visit often. My home is filled with laughter and love once again. We learned the hard way that without love, life smothers any hope of ever finding happiness. Since I knew Daniel felt rejected and unloved when I asked him to leave my home, I had to track him down to let him know how much I loved him, even though I didn't condone his actions or approve of him.